episode 313, Use Restraint to Get What You Want.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, Sisters of Impact. How are you doing? I pray you're having a wonderful day. And what have you been up to lately? Are you working on your 60-day push? You gotta be. Come on, because you know what? It's just around the corner. We are hitting day 18. Can you believe it? No, I can't believe it. And if you're brand new, welcome. Come on in. Have a seat. We just like to hang out. We like to chat a lot. And we like to do life together. So I'm excited that you're part of the family. If you ever want to get in touch with me, ever. Right now, we're in the middle of our 60-day push. So you can always send me an email to 60DAYPUSH at createyournow.com. And I am answering them as they come. It does sometimes take me a little bit because it's me. You're actually talking to me. I'm actually answering you. But I would love to hear from you, whether this is your 110th listen to or whether this is just your first podcast and you just happen to stumble upon us. Welcome, welcome. Now, we have got to really begin to dig in. And, you know, it's amazing that it's been almost a year since this podcast launched in January of 2015. And we're on the brink. And so right now, we're really focusing on getting massive momentum to take us into the brand new year. Instead of waiting till January comes, we're going to start it now. And that's where we're a part of the 60-day push. Now, you may not be actually focusing on specific goals. That's okay. But what you're doing now, you are putting yourself into action to gain that momentum, what you need to do. I'm doing the same thing. I'm working right through this with you. I have my goals. I have my daily goals, my time goals, and I'm working through this with you. So you're not alone. And I'm hitting some stumbling blocks, and I'm sure you might be too. And one of those is we're going to chat about that today. Use restraint to get what you want. And it's not the kind of restraint that you're thinking about, okay? But we're going to really use it to our benefit overall. Now, if you are brand new or you even haven't taken the opportunity, I want you to get your phone and I want you to text 60-day push, 60DAYPUSH, to the number 44222. When you do that, you're going to receive from me some tools and strategies throughout this 60-day push. And I promise I'm not going to bombard you with just junk stuff or just little messages here and there. I really want to give you some things that motivation, inspiration, tools, worksheets that you can use to help you in your journey. And some of it may be great for you right now, and others you may just tuck away, file and say, I want to look at this later. But go ahead and send that text, 60-day push, to 44222. Okay, enough of our chit-chatting because we got to talk business here. And the business is restraint. I looked up the word restraint, and I was kind of more than fascinated by it. It reads this, a measure or condition that keeps someone or something under control or within limits. Would you say you're working within restraint right now in your life, good or bad? Because I think that restraint can be a positive thing, but I also believe it can be a negative thing. A lot of times, though, we tend to stray away from restraint because it's holding us back. When you're in the midst of setting new goals for yourself, and you're in the midst of those goals, okay? For example, let's use a new car because it's a shiny new object, right? It's a big, shiny new object. I know when my husband is into looking at new cars, which he loves cars, period. So we're always looking at cars. But when he's to the point of, I think I might make a purchase, and we go and end up making that purchase, and so we have a new car, have you ever noticed that when you buy that new car, you begin seeing so many of the car now that you're driving that you didn't really see before? Same thing. When you are working on a goal, you begin to recognize things. If you're working on fitness and eating healthy, all of a sudden, You're going to see more commercials that jump out at you. You're going to hear more radio promos. You're going to see things in your email. For some reason, things that come across Facebook. Things you hadn't even signed up for, but all of a sudden you're noticing them. Same with, oh, well, you want to start a business. And, oh, you're looking at different multi-level marketing companies. And you're like, oh, well, there's like four or five different ones that kind of interest me in regards to, you know, having really good makeup and skincare. And all of a sudden, though, you notice there's not just four or five that you're looking at. There's about 25 out there that you could be considering or more. All of a sudden, what you're focusing on, you're beginning to be tempted by more shiny objects. And they become distractions. And some of those you're like, oh, I'm going to buy into that one. Especially the diet ones, right? Oh, wait, you know, oh, you can lose so many pounds within 5 days. And you're like, oh, I want to speed up to that. And so you look at your list and you're like, oh, I've only lost a pound. Well, if they can guarantee me 5 pounds or 10 pounds in 7 days, I'm signing up. That temptation of the shiny new object, it's so easy. Also, it's one of those things, too, when you're looking at new goals, you're trying to figure out a new journey. You're creating a new path that you're on, which takes energy and effort. It's real easy to fall into the old ways, our old comfort zones. Why? Because it's more comfortable. Oh, wait. And then there's, I'm just really too tired of fighting myself. It's taking too much extra time. I have to think too much now. I have to plan too much. And it's kind of an inconvenience, frankly. And I'm really not seeing results anyway. So why am I doing this? Oh, and then there's, well, remember that immediate gratification that we now live in our society? It's kind of that fast food environment that everything has to happen right now. And it doesn't matter what you're headed towards. Like, oh man, they said I could get my website up and started in less than 5 minutes. I can have a website. I can look professional. People are going to be coming to me right away. And you've been working on your website for 6 months. And you're like, well, I'm going to jump on board on this program because I know it works. It's amazing how when you begin to set new goals, new expectations for yourself, you want to create that path. You say, you know what? I know God's got me on a different journey here. And you begin to open up your mind. Your perspective is different. You become more observant. Why? Because you are more in tuned with what you're interested in. And you're looking out for that. And you're seeking it. Just like that new car. You didn't think anybody have it. But now that you're driving one, oh, wow. There's lots of different new cars that look like this one. But maybe I should have gotten that model. Or that would maybe have been the better model to get. How can you use restraint, though, to get what you want? Because most of the time, the restraint that you're using is all negative. It's falling into that temptation of the shiny new object. The, oh, well, it promises all of this stuff. And if it promises all of this, it's got to deliver, so I'm going to go to that. Oh, I just want to go back to my comfort zone. I don't have enough energy. Our restraint is to hold us back from, to keep us from getting to the goal that we want to go. But I'm here to tell you that you can actually change restraint and make it for the positive and not look at it as being something that holds you back, but propels you forward. Even though that somewhat kind of goes against the definition, which of course you know I love to push the definitions. Remember, a measure or condition that keeps someone or something under control or within limits. So what's your goal? Think about one of your goals that you're trying to work on, your daily goal, your timed goal. What is it? Well, we're going to use an easy one. Yes, we're going to talk about weight loss. And I actually want to look at it as not necessarily losing weight, but really not gaining weight over the holidays. Okay, we're going to use that as an example because most of us, I hate to tell you, total sidebar here, you're going to gain weight over the holidays. Most of us do. Why? Because it's winter time. And number two, all we are is sitting around eating. We're not moving as much. So we're going to use the example of not gaining weight. When you are like, okay, I really want to lose weight and I don't want to be tempted by food. So you see the program, the infomercial of these meals that come prepared and they're sent right to your door and you're like, oh, I'm going to do that. And then the only time I'm going to splurge is over the holiday. So if you're here in the U.S., maybe Thanksgiving, you decide that you're actually going to eat with the family and have a turkey dinner. But otherwise, everything else is going to come from what's delivered to your door out of this box. And you think that's a way to restrain you, to control those overeating habits that you have or the mindless eating. I won't have to worry about gaining any weight. But the thing is life happens. And the smell of that pumpkin pie cooking in the oven, those homemade sugar cookies, oh, and that turkey. Then there's the stuffing, and you know that thick, amazing brown gravy that goes with it. And you cannot forget the green bean casserole and the cranberry sauce. Oh, and we could go on and on and on. The next thing you know, there is no restraint. You're like, I'm going to indulge. And you just go overboard. And it's not just on Turkey Day. It's not just on Thanksgiving. It's for 4 or 5 or 6 weeks afterwards. Why? Because there's celebration after party after everything, which leads up to Christmas. And then there's New Year's. And the next thing you know, you're sitting there on your couch going, and what was the goal that I had during my 60-day push? And where am I now? And you thought you were using restraint by ordering the box meal. So you would just eat out of that. But really, it was just wasted money. You see, restraint can actually be, though, very positive. Why? Because when you're not viewing it as holding you back, but actually being able to get you closer to your goals, that's where it becomes positive. So if you look at restraint going, you know what? I have a choice as to how I fuel my body. And I'm going to enjoy a wonderful turkey dinner. And instead of having half of pumpkin pie that I so love, I'm going to have a sliver of it along with a sliver of apple pie. And I'm going to savor those 5 or 6 bites of each of them. And then I'm going to know that I've satisfied my craving, my want, that I don't get except for when mama's baking it. And I'm going to enjoy that. And then you know what? The next meal, I'm going to get back and I'm going to focus. That's restraint. That's restraint in the positive. Use restraint to get what you want. Holding you back can actually propel you forward, but it depends on how you put the twist on it. You can use restraint as a strategy. It gives more than it takes. So how do you do this and what does it look like? Well, here you go. Are you ready for the kiss? The kiss is use the fruits of self-control. Boom, boom, boom. Yes, use the fruits of self-control. Can you tell I'm really in the mood for something that deals with fruits or vegetables? I don't know why, but I've just kind of noticed that. We're talking about apple pie and pumpkin pie. Whew, yummy, yummy. Okay, so the fruits of self-control. This is your kiss. Number one, sound mind. You have to master your mood. Restraint, think of it as a positive. It doesn't matter which side of the bed you get on, whether it's the right or the left side, you know what I mean, the right or the wrong side of the bed. You choose your mood. Master your mood. Tell yourself, you know what, I'm not going to get up crabby and cranky. I'm going to get up with the mindset of, yes, I'm going to accomplish something today. And I'm going to use self-control. I'm going to have the restraint. You see, self-control, the virtue of one who masters his desires and passions. Don't you want to do that? You put a twist on restraint and you look at it and say, I'm going to master what I'm going for, not I'm going to hold myself back from. Do you see the difference? It's all perspective. Use restraint to get what you want. Number two, self-talk. Watch your words. What's your vocabulary? How are you talking to yourself? Are you having the conversation of, you've tried this before and it's never worked? What were you thinking? Yeah, this is really stupid. This is a prime time to be trying this one. You don't have the energy. You need to be focusing on everything else but this. Are those the conversations you're having? Or is it, oh, you know what? This may be a little bit of a challenging time, but I know I can do this. I like a challenge. In fact, I'm really good at challenges. I like being kind of pushed to the limits. Let's do this. Let's see really what I'm made of. Let's see how far I can take myself. Self-talk. Watch what you tell yourself. Number three, you got to be proactive. A lot of times we're restraint to reactions. We have the restraint of reaction. We pull our own self back. And we begin to just react to everything. Like that pumpkin pie, the whole pie put in front of you. Oh, honey, don't you just want a bite? Here, and she slices you a quarter of the pie, not a sliver of the pie. So are you going to react or are you going to be proactive? If you go in and say, oh, you know what? I absolutely adore pumpkin pie. And it's hard to turn down apple pie too. So instead of telling myself I can't have it, I'm going to allow myself to enjoy every bite of two slivers of them, one of each. That's it. And I will be satisfied. I will be satisfied. See the difference? You're being proactive. Number four, routine. My good friend Kent Julian says this, stick to itness. You got to stick to it. You can't give up. Stick to itiveness. Don't give up. You keep pushing. Stick to a schedule. Yeah, that means a routine. Hence, that's where the daily goals come in that you're working on. You got to get on it. Be diligent at it. Use restraint as a strategy. These are the fruits of self-control. Number five, hang in there with me. Are you ready? Budget. Yep. You got a budget. You have to manage your money wisely. Why? Number one, you can. Don't make the excuse of, oh, that shiny new object, I'm tempted by it, and it only costs $305 plus shipping and handling. I am so there, and it gives me 30 days worth of food, and I get bonus shakes, and woo, I'm going to be on my way to slimness. Probably not over the holidays. Seriously? If you want to try that, that's fine. Probably not a good idea over the holidays. Why? Because you know you're going to be eating other food. And is it in your budget? You've got to look at your budget. Use the fruits of self-control. This may not be the time. Those things about you want this glorious, beautiful website, this stunning website that when you see the commercial and they're like, oh, well, you can have a beautiful website just like this and you can be able to sell your products online within 5 minutes and look gorgeous. It's going to take you 5 minutes to actually, number one, purchase the product and then number two, read the directions. You have to be realistic with what you're working with on your budget. It may not be time. You think that may be the easy way out, but actually, you already purchased a theme for your website. And what you need to do is just go through the steps and continue to learn. You'll get there. And number six, well-being. Use the fruits of self-control. That's well-being. You have to maintain good health. You have to be able to take care of you. The restraint of you. Restraint exercised over one's own impulses, emotions, or desires. You need to use the fruits of self-control. That's how you use restraint to get what you want. It's not what's holding you back. It's what you're going to use to propel yourself forward. You are creative, massive momentum for 2016. You may not even have a specific goal right now for this 60-day push. And maybe you don't even know how to formulate that goal. And you're still a little bit confused on the Smarters idea and how to set that up. Reach out to me. Send me an email at 60daypush@createyournow.com. I want to help you. I don't want you to be left hanging. You're too precious in this world. You matter. So today, when you think about what you can't have, what you're holding yourself back from, that form of restraint, say, you know what? I'm going to use my fruits of self-control. I'm going to use the restraint to propel me forward. Why? Because I'm hitting the rocket ship and we are blasting into 2016. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.